Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of $10K Dollar Day. It's the comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel. And today we're talking about convenience store snacks, good witches, and lots of Vaseline.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Here we go. Hey everyone, I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And we are so excited to have you here today. We're about to take $10,000 and spend it in somewhere real around the world, but we don't know which place each other has picked. But before we get to our 10K days, we want to get to our obsessions and our wish list because we plan them for you guys every single week. And it helps my husband build our shopping list. So here we go. Lulu, what is your obsession this week?
It is still you running the podcast. No, it's not. I mean, I am. It, like, I don't know if you can hear everyone. And if you're new, you should know that for 4 years, without discussion, just because I'm a control freak, I was the first voice you'd hear. And then right. For some reason, I just got lazy the other day and I made her do it. And she's been coasting for 4 years. So I feel I have until 2026
there you go.
To really have to do anything around here. My obsession is cheese sandwiches, either salty or sweet.
Wait, you have to elaborate on this.
Okay. So my family has a good family friend who lives in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And when this family friend comes and visits my parents, which is pretty often, she brings tons of cheese.
Okay.
The most delicious cheeses. I mean, Wisconsin really knows what they're doing with cheese, right?
Yeah.
And we have a cheese like surplus in the country. So of course there's lots.
Right.
Anyhow, I have started to have all these amazing, delicious cheeses in sandwiches, but I'm getting like super fancy and there's no protein.
Oh.
In these sandwiches. So
well,
here's
cheese has a little protein.
Well, yes, but I just mean there's no like traditional meat that I would eat, right, in a sandwich.
Right.
So here's two of my faves if you want to try one. I'll give you want the sweet or the savory first?
Well, I think savory.
Well, you're going to love it.
Okay.
I take my favorite dill pickle.
Oh, love it already.
Which is the Grillo. They've taste like cucumbers. I think you like yours a little more vinegary, but mine are a little more cucumbery. And then I cut them into like flat, kind of like those sandwich slices that Vlasic will do.
Yeah.
I put that on a cheese, like a really great flavored cheese, like a truffle Gruyere or something that has a lot of flavor. And then that with some romaine lettuce for some crunch.
Ooh.
And maybe a tomato if you're fancy. And if you really want to be fancy, if you want to go like, that's just too extra. Stop wasting your food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fancy. You take a tomato and you rub it on the bread.
Okay. Why?
You don't put the tomato on the bread. You just like,
you just get the essence of tomato.
That's how they do it in the fancy places.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They just rub things and they're like, it's essence of tomato.
I mean, like, they rub the wet part of the tomato on the bread, right? So it like, gets a little flavor, but they'll be like rubbed with tomato.
Listen, I feel like the wet part of the tomato is the worst part of the tomato.
I think people don't like to chew things. They always cut the crusts off their bread, too, and crusts are fine.
I like the crust.
Like, why are we? I don't understand that. Anyhow, so that's a savory. I like a good pickle cheese sandwich with some crunch on it. It's delish. And then a savory one that I love is like a really great cheddar or a manchego, something that has a lot of body to it and a really awesome jam and some butter.
Oh, so that makes it sweet. Oh, gotcha.
Jam and butter on that with some toast. Oh my gosh.
I think I'd like that too. I was never really into the like cheese with sweets until like I got into the charcuterie boards, and now I totally love it.
Your life has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my obsession. What about you?
Listen, we're both feeling hungry because my obsession is the double dark chocolate Milano cookies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I literally can eat an entire bag. And what's crazy is, you know how they have, you know, Milano cookies, right?
Oh, I sure do. They're little sandwiches, Pepperidge Farm.
Yes. And they have the sleeves, right? So all of the cookies sit in a sleeve. So you eat the whole sleeve and then you're like, man, I already finished it. But wait, you remove the sleeve. There's another sleeve underneath. So that's like the best part of Milano cookies. When you always think you're done, there's always one more sleeve.
Because it's underneath.
Yeah.
It's a secret compartment.
Secret compartment that you're surprises right. you with more cookies.
I just got surprised because I bought Girl Scout cookies and I forgot Ooh. That some of them pack in double sleeves.
Yeah.
That was a nice remembrance.
Yeah. I do love the Girl Scout cookies. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
If you are not American and you're listening to this podcast and you're like, what are these Americans talking about? Everyone talks about Girl Scout cookies. What are they? They are the Girl Scouts. I'm sure you do know. They're the scouting group that we have there. I mean, if you haven't seen Troop Beverly Hills, where have you been?
Exactly.
So we have these Girl Scouts, and every year there's a cookie drive that they've used to raise money since we were children.
Yeah.
And it's always a season. It's Girl Scout cookie time, and everyone goes crazy because they only sell these cookies during Girl Scout cookie time. You can't just order them.
Right.
And people, when I was a kid, like, you had to know a Girl Scout.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't stand outside the grocery stores like they do now. Oh,
I guess they did stand in front of the grocery stores, but you still kind of had to have like a Girl Scout hookup.
Yeah, for sure.
If you didn't physically see them. Now you can just buy them on. Now there's no scavenger hunt to them.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Buy them online. Get over it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right, what's your wish list?
Well, it is March 30th when this episode drops, Allison.
Correct.
Which means this is the weekend I start rehearsing my first Broadway show.
That's so exciting.
I know. It's a little insane, especially because we're actually recording this in late February. So I'm putting excitement in my voice.
Yeah.
For something that hasn't happened yet, but it is exciting and will happen, but it's been a long time and I don't know what to do. And also, okay, anyway. My wish list is that this week, whenever, oh my gosh, I got emotional. Whenever this releases is a great week. That's my wish.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. I see, I now know how you feel when you're always like, I should have had you go first. Or like vice versa, or I should have gone first. Like, because like I should have gone first because your wish list is so amazing. And mine is just that I wish that jeans didn't get bigger when you wear them throughout the day.
It's my favorite thing about jeans.
Really?
Well, only because at the beginning of the day, I'm a little overambitious and they're not that comfortable.
Yeah,
and then,
I guess so.
And then they become my size.
See, I'm like just walking around pulling them up, like hefting them up. Like, I feel like it's just constant.
I wish they would just stay in place. I do have one pair of jeans. I haven't given them away yet because, like, from pelvis down, they look great.
Yeah.
But from pelvis up, they do not.
Oh.
So there's only a few shirts I can wear with them. I won't get rid of these jeans. They do not stay on my body. They move. I can only wear them places where I think I'll be standing in a certain type of shirt and not getting up a lot. And I still can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not useful. Yeah.
That's my wish list, but I love your wish list.
Thanks. I hope everybody else's week is great too. You know, like not just my week sounds weird, but like everyone's week should be great, please.
Yeah. I hope everyone who's opening a Broadway show feels amazing. And I hope everyone who wears jeans who are, you know, that they stay on your butt. That's my wish for the world.
Yeah. Oh, P.S. If you're interested in like Broadway shenanigans, I can't keep my mouth in my tongue in my mouth. But sorry, I didn't know where I was going with that. But shift over to the Daily Happy once in a while because we record every day there. And for sure, if you want all the backstage stuff that I'm allowed to say and that doesn't reflect badly on anybody else, you'll find it there.
Oh, I can't wait. It's so exciting. All right. Well, something else I can't wait for. It's time for
10K Day. Sit down, John.
It's a $10K dollar imaginary travel, and a laugh or two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bay.
All right, Lulu, who do you want to go first?
Oh, I forgot I get to pick. Okay.
Yes, you do.
I think I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, wait. But first, we have to let everyone know the magic word, the word of today.
Here we go. The magic
Today's
word.
Word is
spicy.
Ooh.
Okay. Spicy.
Spicy. And this word comes from Carrie Getz. She is a bae. She was a 10K Saturday participant, which you can find at 10kdollarday.com/10kSaturday in our vintage 10k Saturday episodes. And I like this word, Carrie. And I gotta say, Carrie is spicy herself. So I know her. This is a good word for her.
I have once again picked a location that I have been to.
Really?
For spicy.
Okay, I like it.
It's someplace that has a lot of spicy food.
Okay.
Right? So
yeah,
I am
great.
Going to Chongqing, China, which is in Sichuan.
Ooh.
Sichuan
this will
province.
Be exciting.
Right. So I mean, you know, if you're looking for Chinese food and it says Sichuan, it means it's spicy. It doesn't mean it's spicy, but Sichuan food is
right.
spicy. And I traveled there when I was doing Madagascar, so I stayed a week there and it was one of my favorite cities. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited to tell everyone about Chongqing.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to stay at the Bolian Resort and Spa, Chongqing. Okay. Chongqing, like lots of China, it's very hard to find information on a lot of things because the people in China don't use the internet the same way we do.
Gotcha.
So companies wouldn't necessarily put up a website because that's not the way people would find a hotel.
Gotcha.
Right. So it's really only yeah. things that cater to foreigners that have websites.
Okay.
So this does have a website, but it's pretty sparse. In fact, it doesn't. I'm on TripAdvisor for this. So it doesn't even have a website, but it is this beautiful like hot spring resort.
That's awesome.
And yeah, in your little private little house thing.
Yeah.
You have a private hot spring tub.
So you haven't been there. You've just
no.
been to the country. Okay. Wow. That's
oh,
so
yeah,
cool.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get to stay at that cool place when I was doing that. Are you kidding? We would never do the show.
Oh, my god!
If they put me in a room with a private hot spring club, I'd be like, how much paid time off do I have? I'm using it all in this city.
That's amazing.
So it looks beautiful. The price range tops out at $781 a
okay.
night. So for two nights, it's $1,562.
Okay.
Breakfast is at the hotel. If you are a longtime listener, you know how I feel about my hotel breakfasts, especially
yes,
in
ma'am.
Foreign countries. So we are for sure hitting that up.
Amazing.
And then I'm going to take an extra $100.
Okay.
Just to spend at convenience stores.
Oh.
Because I love Asian snacks.
Yes. Okay, cool.
And you just have to buy them and guess. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like what it's going to taste like or.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know what it's going to be like. And most of them are pretty great. And the rest
yeah.
of them are just not what we're used to eating.
Yeah.
So it's all good. So I'm going to go to 7-Eleven. I'm going to buy $100 worth of, I don't know, puffed snack things, unhealthy
amazing.
Things. Just to try and bring with me because I'm going on a road trip.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm going somewhere that I have been in real life.
Okay.
So you know,
you guys, this is imaginary travel, but she's actually been there. So there's some reality happening today.
There is reality happening for once on the daily, or on what was it called? 10K dollar. Cool. Let's just move on. Okay. So I'm taking a Viator tour.
Okay.
Of the Dazhou rock carvings.
Oh.
And Dazhou rock carvings are, gosh, how do I explain this? It's a UNESCO heritage site, and they're these giant rock carvings. They're painted, so they're pretty like intricate. They're not like they're not prehistoric art or anything.
Yeah.
And you I don't even know how much geography this is, but I walked among caves for 2 hours and saw carvings the entire time.
Oh, wow.
And they are gigantic. And many of them are religious. It's like a beautiful sight. I will put pictures on the Instagram, everyone, for sure, because I have like personal pictures from this area.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we'll put it out there. And you should really look at the links on our blog as well at 10kdollardate.com/blog, because they are, I'm not cool enough to explain, but I do know.
I love that though. I love when people say like, you just can't even put into words like what this means or what this looks like. Like,
and even
awesome.
In the pictures, like it doesn't really do, you know, remember when we went to like Grand Canyon and we kept taking pictures and we're like, there's no point.
No. Yep.
So it's kind of one of those things, because the scale of these carvings is really hard to see unless someone is in the picture.
Yeah.
Like you have to have something to ground it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put the pictures up, but just know they're beautiful, and there's lots of cool things like that to see if you go to China.
That's so cool.
And I did that, and we're also going to take this car. Oh, this tour is $269. Totally worth it, by the way.
If you're gonna go, that's pretty good.
To China, do the tours. Just do the tours, because they can do all the certifications for you. They know where to go. They order for you at the restaurants.
Yeah.
The best.
That's awesome.
So the next thing I'm going to do, I did not go to in real life.
Okay.
And it is a place called Fengdu Ghost City.
Ghosts.
Okay. This is very popular with Chinese tourists. Not a lot of foreign tourists will go there.
Okay.
But, okay. I wish I had a... According to the local, it says lore, L-O-R-E. So I'm assuming this is a myth and not part of their religion. But if I'm misrepresenting that, then please correct me, anyone.
Yeah.
Because I don't mean to offend anybody and beliefs. So basically, the local lore, as it says in this article, is that there are three tests that the dead must pass to enter the netherworld.
Okay. Yeah.
There is a bridge that crosses, and it's from the Ming Dynasty. This is old. That is a link between the real world and the netherworld that is in this city. Protocol for crossing the bridge depends on your age, gender, and marital status. According to local lore, virtuous visitors can pass over the bridge without trouble, while villainous individuals will fall into the pools below.
No way. And what's the pools made out of?
Fire and brimstone. Crocodiles,
and
sharks,
lava.
And the bad snacks from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a test. Taking a test here. I'm going to be good or I'm going to be villainous.
Wait, you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you not?
I would, but I'd be so nervous the whole time.
I'm nervous. I'm not saying I'm not nervous, but also it's a 10K day. I'm not really doing it.
Yeah. It's all imaginary. It's like, you know, when all of a sudden a cop gets behind me in the car, like I automatically assume I'm getting arrested, even though I know I've done nothing wrong.
Always. So you're definitely going to think that you're going to fall off this bridge.
Yeah, for sure. Into the fire, hell and brimstone and, you know, Lake of Karens. Yeah.
Well, so did I, which is why I got a Mustang Survival inflatable life jacket.
Oh, good.
Just in case. And this is super fancy. This will automatically inflate when submerged in 4 or more inches of water.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But not if it's rained on. And I don't know why.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it has to be submerged. Rain is just a trickling. It's just a spritz.
I guess so. And it says not inadvertently due to humidity. Apparently, that could happen.
No.
Well, this life jacket is $382.65.
That's
going on my
pricey.
Body.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the drive to these places from like the middle of Chongqing is actually pretty long, because the cities in China are gigantic.
Ah.
The cities in China, like, we can't, it's one of the most populated countries in the world. We have no idea what it's like to have this many people live in this small of area and this many people. So I have experience with this. I know these drives are long, so I don't want to use up my phone battery. So I got the Ray-Ban Stories Meteor Glasses. Have you seen these yet?
No.
Well, these are glasses from Ray-Ban that have a music player, built-in microphones. You can talk on the phone with it. It's Bluetooth, but they are glasses from Ray-Bans. Oh. It can take videos and photos from your sunglasses.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Like you're a spy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If it's fully charged, it will take up to 50 videos or up to 200 photos.
That's great.
And you can get them in prescription lenses.
That's even better.
Right?
That's great.
Touch control for music or video recording, wow. A dual 5-megapixel camera with auto light adjustment and stereoscopic photo depth. Like, not bad.
I don't even know what that means, but that sounds good.
Me too. It's not, I don't know, CinemaScope? I think it's in CinemaScope. So these glasses from Ray-Ban, $299.99.
That's still not bad. Like, I thought it was going to be a few thousand.
That's pretty 10K, a few thousand. But yeah, I thought it was going to be more.
It was going to be like $19.99, like $1,999.
Yeah, I would have guessed. I think I would have guessed like $450.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But 300 is, that's more than any glasses I have right now.
That's very true.
But less expensive than ones I've lost in the ocean.
Dang, I remember that story. You guys, you'll only find that at the Daily Happy. Check it out.
There we go. Okay. Oh, here's something else that those cool glasses do, just in case anybody wants to know. And I don't know actually that I would want this, but the Ray-Ban glasses work with Facebook View.
What does that mean?
It says once you've downloaded the app and set up your Ray-Ban stories, you can import and edit the content and then like automatically upload it to Facebook. I think it just like is partnered with Facebook, but that's weird. I don't like that.
And it's touch free. I mean, like you don't have to use your fingers.
I think there's like a little touch control to say record, don't record, like a button.
Interesting.
But then you don't have to hold the camera because it's on your face.
Yeah.
You want this so bad, don't you?
I do. I think it's really cool. I love hands-free. That's why I wear a fanny pack.
I know. I love a fanny pack. I really do. Okay. So the next thing I'm going to do is one of my favorite things to do when I am in Asia and especially China. And I'm going to describe it below. And then you're going to tell me how much you think it costs.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a massage place.
Okay.
You will pay a price. You will get this, a room rental for up to 5 people.
So for private. Massages?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Individual recliner chairs.
Okay.
An outfit to lounge in while you're there, like a robe or pajamas. Unlimited movies, food, and non-alcoholic drinks.
Okay.
An 80-minute full body massage per person.
At the same time?
I don't know. No, I think you're taken away.
Okay.
You know what? When I was in China, my friend and I did get one in the same room because that's how they do it sometimes there. And it wasn't weird.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because you're just like getting a massage. And we could like talk. Yeah. It was kind of fine. And there's no time limit on the amenities. So you can wake up early. You can come there, eat breakfast, lounge around, watch movies all day, eat some more, get your massage whenever you feel like it.
Nice.
Okay. For a 4-person room, including your massage, how much do you think that is?
For a 4-person room, okay, including massage. I mean, I would say $500, $600.
$15.
What?
I did things like this in China a lot.
Oh my gosh.
I got like 3 or 4 massages a week.
Is it because of the conversion rate or is that just normal?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. A, the cost of living is much lower there. And then B, I know like in the Philippines, massages are not really something you do to unstress or unwind. It's preventative and it's like in your weekly routine.
It's like this is what you get to maintain your sanity.
To maintain it so you don't have to unwind.
Oh, I love that, man.
Yeah.
There's so many things from other countries that I wish I could adopt.
Why don't you? You can.
Because it doesn't cost $15 here.
You're right. Because I, you know me, like I do get a lot of massages.
Yeah.
I budget them in. I don't have a lot of money, but I come from Asia and this is how we grew up.
Right.
So for me, I'm like, well, I could have to go to occupational therapy in 3 months, or I could just go three times to them and try to get this knot out before I do something.
Yeah.
Before I change my shoulder, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
$15.
It's crazy.
For the room.
That's crazy.
Also, you can pay an extra $5 to spend the night.
Wait, they have beds?
No, I think you can stay in the individual recliner.
That's so cool.
Don't you want to do that?
Yeah, I really want to do that.
I know. It's almost worth flying to China.
Just to go and just
and do it every day, every day for a week. Just live at the spa.
Yeah.
Okay, it's lunchtime. There is a place there. Man, I will try to get the name of it for you. I've been trying for the longest time, but even my friends who live in Madagascar, who went to China with me, none of us have photos of this place. Mm-hmm. It is a soup dumpling place that was across from my hotel. I can't tell you the name of it. I can tell you the guy was real cool. He brought us into the kitchen to watch them make soup dumplings.
Oh, cool.
Do you know how they make soup dumplings? Because you know it's like liquid when you bite into the dumpling.
I feel like I've seen it on some sort of show before, but I think they make the dumpling and they make the hole for it and then they fill it up with a straw?
No, they actually put gelatin that's already cold.
Mm-hmm.
They make the soup broth, the soup base, and then they add a lot of gelatin in it so they can put it in the fridge and it has a consistency of jello.
Uh-huh.
Then they can cut that up and mix it with the filling so they can hold the filling. Oh. And then when it steams, that soup jello melts down and becomes soup.
Oh, that's cool. I would have never thought that.
No, I know. I never knew either till they showed me. But Chongqing was amazing to me because the locals really went out of their way to reach out to us and kind of host us. So this restaurant, which I will try to find the name of super soon, and if I don't, I will just send love to him. Because are you guys going to go to Chongqing? If you are, tell me. I'll work harder to find the name of it. But he was lovely, and we gave him tickets to the show. And so because we gave him tickets to the show, he invited us all back one day after the show. And we came in, and his staff had stayed late, and he was personally from Hong Kong. So he created a Hong Kong dessert bar for us.
Ooh, that's cool.
Privately at the restaurant after our show. And we went in, and he showed us all the desserts that they have in Hong Kong. And it was really great, you know?
It's amazing.
Yeah, Chongqing is also where we met some people who collect teas, fancy teas, and brought us into their place and hosted us and brought us through a whole tea ceremony. So for me, Chongqing is really special because of the people, and they're just
amazing. Awesome.
Okay, well, the next thing is definitely something I did with some of those people. It is not as fancy as any of the things that I just announced. I'm going to KFC. That's right. KFC, the Colonel's place.
Okay.
Because the egg tarts in China and Hong Kong KFC are delicious and amazing. And they
really
do not make them like that anywhere else.
I always wondered, when you go
these to fast food egg tarts.
Yeah. When you go to fast food places in other countries, do they have different things? And I guess the answer is yes.
They do. Even McDonald's, in China, McDonald's does a green tea shake that is so good.
Ooh, that's exciting. Yeah, I bet it's even better there. Because I do think they pride themselves on healthier things anyway in other countries. We're all about convenience and fast.
It's true. In France, instead of fries, they have wedges.
Ooh, that's fun.
And they have this fancy aioli dipping sauce. It's so good.
Oh, it's amazing.
No, so hungry. Okay. So I get these egg tarts. They're $5. Then I'm going to Yi Hua Li, which is a quaint little place. It's overlooks the city of Chongqing, and it is known for Instagram-worthy props.
Oh, that's cool.
They have a giant bird's nest you can sit in.
This is so something I could see in China. I love it. Yeah,
they have a clear hanging bubble chair. Like, they're literally just made for you to do.
That's amazing.
Instagram. And you can go up there to like watch the sunset and all that kind of stuff. So I am 1000% getting in that bubble chair.
That's awesome.
And I'm getting a Glinda bubble dress made to order.
Yes.
That means, everyone, that I will be dressed exactly like Glinda the Good Witch from Wicked. And I found it on Etsy. It is that light blue scalloped dress.
Oh, yeah.
With the scepter and the crown, like all the things, mm-hmm. right? $2,000 to get it on Etsy.
Really?
Yes.
That's a lot. That's crazy.
I know, but this vendor has 5 stars and 121 sales.
Oh, well, yeah, she probably works her butt off and hand makes everything, so.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Let's support her.
Well, the dress is $2,000, but I do want a real scepter.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And if you look up scepter, you can find it, and they're expensive. I got a 5-star Italian craftsmanship eBay scepter.
Okay.
It's got lots of angels and Mother Marys on it for $5,790.
Is the top of it made of like gold and jewels? That's insane.
It's pretty fancy and old looking, but it's $5,790. And I don't think it's old. I think it's actually new.
Like they've made it. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm going to sit in my dress with a scepter in the bubble chair. And as people walk by, I'm just going to say, it's nice to see me, isn't it? Which I think is her opening line. I think she goes,
it is her opening line.
Oh, it's good to see me.
It's so good to see me, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because I just saw a video because they had one of the first people of color play her and everyone was going crazy in the audience. And she said through tears, it's nice to see me, isn't it? And
oh,
everyone
my was crying.
It was so good.
Yeah, actually, I think that she is played, it has been played before by a person of color, but Brittany is actually the first full-time Glinda.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
First time selected as the lead Glinda, which is a huge,
nice.
Huge,
that's huge,
cool thing. That's perfect. Okay, so in tribute to Brittany, it's nice to see me, isn't it? It's good to see me, isn't it? Whichever it was. I'm not great with memorizing lines, guys. So dinner.
Yes.
Again, not a lot of websites, but I'm going to go find one of my favorite Chongqing dishes, and this is the spiciest thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh, here we go, spicy.
I'm going to go find Sichuan hot pot, which is different than normal hot pot. So if you've been to Chinese hot pot places here, it's normally like a brothy, soupy thing.
And I've never even heard of a hot pot.
I'll take you here. It's okay. Fun. Oh my gosh, I love it. But in China, or in Sichuan, let me tell you about this hot pot.
Okay.
It is oil, a pan of oil that is, your table has one of those cookers in it. You know what I mean? Where they cook it.
Oh,
it
yeah.
all cooks in front of you. So it's a pan of oil. You pick a protein. We picked frog legs, bull frog legs, just to let you know how my dinner in Chongqing went. So they put that down in the oil and it kind of like confits in there. And then you order all these other proteins and vegetables and all this stuff. And it's almost like fondue in the sense that you cook it.
Oh, I love that.
You bring it up. Now, it's oily and it's hot.
Yeah.
And then you make these little dipping sauces that can either cool it down or like, you know, like you make your own dipping sauce that can cool it down. And then another way that they cool down the spice is to dip that oily meat in sesame oil.
Oh,
which
man.
Then like dilutes the thing. Now, it's delicious. It will tear up your stomach if you're not used to eating it because it's extremely spicy.
Yeah.
And it's very oily.
Yeah. It's a lot going on.
It's intensely delicious.
That's so good.
And it's fun. You go with a group of people and it's like super fun.
Well, and I bet if you get it here in the States, it's probably a little less intense.
I've never found this.
Flavor-wise.
I've never found this type in the States. I've only found the one that's a soup, not the one that's cooked in an oil. And the first time I went to eat one of these places in Chongqing, I went up to a place near the theater. We were not in tourist areas. So we were conspicuous enough in the restaurant where everybody stared at us when we got there and then watched us eat for the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
And when they served they brought the big thing of oil, but we didn't know what it was. None of us had eaten hot pot before, and we didn't have any local people with us. So they put the pan, and my friend took a ladle and put it in. She was like, wow, this soup is really oily. We didn't know it was cooking oil.
Oh,
and she took her spoon and dipped it in, and all of a sudden, this Chinese woman flew across the restaurant and was like, no!
Don't. Oh, my gosh.
And we were like, why? And they had to come and, like, teach us, like, none of us could speak each other's language, but she was like,
right.
She was like, you know, don't drink that. That's not at all what you're supposed to do. You have to take this raw thing and cook it in the hot oil. We were like, oh my God, we would have died.
She like saved her life. That could have burned her, like her mouth.
It would have been terrible. Lungs, it really would have been terrible.
Everything.
Thank goodness they were looking out for us and knew that we would make a dumb mistake like that.
That's crazy.
So anyway, hot pot, it's not expensive. So even if people go with me and I pay for everyone, it's going to be $25. Now I'm a little bit over, so I'm going to downgrade my room because I still get to get the good breakfast. My room now only costs $808.37 because I went down a tier, which brings my total to $10,000.
Hey, on the spot. That's spicy.
It is. Oh, Allison, I am over these rental car searches. Every time I've got to look up this place and compare and shop, and it's exhausting.
Well, have you heard about rentalcars.com?
I vaguely, but remind me about all the good stuff.
Well, they are the world's largest platform for making online car rental reservations. And guess what? It's a part of Booking.com. So you know that they are supplying major car suppliers, securing the lowest rates, and they are keeping things very safe during this uncertain time.
Something else I do love about rentalcars.com, they do flexible rentals. So you can cancel or change most bookings for free up to 48 hours before pickup, which I love. Keep it flexible. And they have a price match guarantee. That's going to save me so much time.
Yeah, I want to rent a car for less. And if you want to rent one too, check them out at $10kdollarday.com/rentalcars.
Okay, spicy alley.
Listen, you and I, we kind of went the same route here.
Oh, really?
down the spicy road. Yeah, so I found this area that has created jambong in the 1800s. It's a spicy Korean noodle soup that brings the fire. So I'm going to Incheon, Korea.
We don't go to Korea very often.
I know.
I'm excited.
So this is like the spiciest soup. It's like I looked up the spiciest foods ever, and like this is like number two.
Ooh.
Okay. It's like this red broth. It's like made with this kelp and Korean chili powder, sun-dried Korean red chili peppers. It has this sweet and smoky spiciness, but it also is loaded with like tons of seafood, like squid, mussels, pork, all this stuff. So that's the reason I chose this place in Korea. I'm going to stay in an Airbnb that cost $1,946 for two nights. And the description of this Airbnb is my favorite. It literally says, nice mood and chill, cozy rooms. I was like, sign me up. But what's great is the reviews are amazing. Like everyone who stayed there is like, the hosts are so nice. Everything was there. Like it's so clean. So I'm ready to go. Now, one thing I did find on Tripzilla, which I think is important to kind of look up when you're traveling to another country. It literally has an entire article about all the do's and don'ts in Korea that locals wish you knew.
I don't know this site, Tripzilla.
Tripzilla.
Okay.
So you can look up all kinds of different things, but there's things that I would have never even thought about, right? And some of the things are crazy. Like I would never say some of this stuff. Like it would never even occur to me, but maybe you need to be, you know, reined in. So like one of the basic no-nos is don't make comments about cosmetic surgery. Because I guess Korea has the highest rate of cosmetic surgeries in the world.
Really?
They have nearly a million procedures done annually. And they start, like women start at the age of 19 mostly. And so they say it may be tempting to be like funny and try to play a guessing game of like plastic surgery or not. But like don't do it because it's so rude.
How do you feel about that? Because you've had your lips done. Does it bother you when people point it out? Or are you like, hell yeah, I feel awesome?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all because we've had this conversation. I feel like it's like it, when someone says, hey, have you been working out? Yeah. Like it's something that makes me feel good. So if somebody says, hey, do you get Botox? I'm like, yeah, I get Botox.
You invested in yourself and it makes you feel better. And
yeah.
Yeah. I was just curious. Yeah.
But I know some people don't feel like that. So, you know, just in Korea, especially. Here's another thing. And this kind of goes with what we've all been talking about is don't be a picky eater. It says if you're given something, like you just need to go for it.
I think that's true, though, if you are traveling in general.
Yeah.
If you know that you're a picky eater, then you should plan for that because
exactly.
You never want to offend anyone.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, in Korea, they don't show a lot of emotion in public. And so they say try to avoid being hyper or overacting or don't talk too loud. Like don't be dancing and squealing in the streets. Mm-hmm. It says you'll get some dirty looks. Like mm-hmm. everyone kind of keeps very subdued when they're in public. Another one is be mindful where you sit. Unlike some of us who travel in New York and other, you know, places where you might take that seat that does say priority, but no, they are serious about their priority seats. They are reserved for senior citizens, pregnant women. So like make sure that you be mindful of where you sit because you will get reamed if you sit in someone's seat who needs it more than you do. Another one is avoid wearing inappropriate clothing. It says don't wear like low neckline tops, spaghetti straps, open back shirts. Like just be, you know, really cognizant that you're conservative in public. And oh, here's another one. Don't be offended when you're asked about your age. It says locals tend to ask you immediately, even after your name, how old you are, because it's to establish a connection or common ground when they meet new people.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So if you're like, hi, nice to meet you, they'll say, hi, how old are you? So it's not like a rude thing. They're just, they want to know.
Well, a lot of Asian cultures are very elder focused.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of makes sense to me because like that means that aging, you're aging into wisdom.
Yeah.
It's not like here where you're like, oh, don't ask me. I swear I'm younger.
Yeah, exactly. Don't dig in into your meal right away. You need to make sure that the eldest eats first.
Also true at my house, you guys. Also true at my house.
Make sure that you take your shoes off first before entering.
Also true at my house.
And I love this one. It says, I don't love it. I just thought it was interesting. Don't use red ink when you write.
Oh, why?
Because back in the day, people used red ink to write down the names of deceased family members at funerals. And so they just use blue and black ink for the sake of etiquette.
What a great thing to know.
Right? Like, who knew?
And you don't want to make, like, there's so many ways you can offend people. It shouldn't be someplace, something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
That's such an easy fix. Don't pack a red pen. Got it.
Yeah. Just don't. Cool. Yeah, exactly. No red pen, no spaghetti straps. Done. All right. So now I'm ready. I'm there in Korea. I'm so excited. I'm going to Brunch Bazaar for breakfast. It's this like Western style brunch that it says they even have stuff on the menu called like Brangelina's Morning, Madame Paris, and Victoria Beckham's Plate. They use all these Western, like what we, you know, consider celebrities in their dishes. And they have all these comical titles, but it says the food and coffee is fantastic. And they have floor-to-ceiling windows. It's a great spot to spend the morning. They just have an Instagram. We'll have that on our blog. No idea how much things are going to cost me, but I'm going to guess about $30, which is probably high for brunch. But there we go. It's written down. It's in stone. Okay. This place I found. So remember I talked about how like they have this crazy hot spicy noodle dish? Well,
yes.
There is a tiny museum that immortalizes the birthplace of another Chinese Korean noodle dish called Jinjang. And it's the Jinjang Myon Museum in Korea. And it literally has like lifelike sculptures of like tables with diners with the noodles. It has like how it started, the noodle dish started back. They used to just make the noodles for Korean singles, and they would only eat it on April 14th because it was the country's black day for people that were unpartnered.
What?
And they were, yeah, and they were just supposed to sit and eat noodles all day and like mourn the fact that they didn't have a partner.
I mean, that does sound like Valentine's Day here.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then you can just walk through this museum and like look at how the dish was formed, and then they have sculptures of like all these people eating it, but they're not real people. It's almost like, you know, a wax figures eating these noodles. That's and you like so walk through bizarre. And see. Yeah, it's so interesting. But here's the thing. This museum doesn't actually serve the noodles. So you have to go next door to this neighborhood that they have tons of places that sell these noodles. Now, to get into the museum is 83 cents.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
What's the price of a pack of noodles?
Probably much less. It's probably like 5 cents. So I'm going to eat at this place called, and again, I'm butchering all of these names, but it's Dancheng Banjeom. And it's a small restaurant that has been serving the dish since 1980s. And here's what's cool. The chef is the grandson of the original chef who handed down the recipe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you have to go to that place. To get a bowl of this stuff, $10. Oh. That's it, just across the board. Okay. Now, much like you, I'm going to go relax at this spasis. Okay. It's called the Jimjiblang. I don't know if that's how, what's really called. I'm sure it's much more beautiful. Here's what's crazy. This spa has 5 levels. Here we go. The first level is the women's public bath and dressing room. The second level is the main entrance lobby and the men's public bath and dressing room. The third floor has saunas, sleeping rooms, massage chairs, a cafe, billiard tables, exercise room, a library, computers, large screen TVs, and a movie theater.
Whoa.
Yep. And then the movie theater's on the fourth floor. The fifth floor is an outdoor rooftop pool.
Oh, my gosh.
And that on the roof is the only place where swimsuits are acceptable.
I'm sorry. What?
So you are to walk around naked.
Or does it mean you can't wear your swimsuit? You can't walk around in your swimsuit. You have to be in the pool area.
Nope, because I read a giant blog. Yes, because listen, I read this giant blog from a family with children. Who went to this place and they started getting their bathing suits on, and all of the, you know, locals started kind of giggling and they were wondering why. And then they realized everyone else was literally getting undressed completely and not redressed. And so one of the women who did speak English came up and she was like, no, we just walk around, you know, normal, and you get into the pools and you get into the sauna rooms and you only put your bathing suit on if you go upstairs. Now, when you're going through like the floors that have the billiard tables, exercise libraries, you put on a robe. But other than that, you're naked. So they all undressed. And she said her kids were like, this is okay. And she said no one looked twice at them. So they all just walked around a naked family. They went to all the different saunas. They have different temperature experience. They even have a salt room with infrared lighting.
Oh my God.
They said some of the saunas are tiny caves that you have to crawl into. I know. And then there's this room with trees, like real trees, and calming music. And then there's a cold room that has literal ice on the walls.
Wait, what? How?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
And here's the thing. See, we've been talking about this. Man, our days are so similar. It's only $10 per person for the day.
Wait, for real?
Yes.
We got to go to Asia. That's what I'm saying. I know. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like so cheap there just to like feel good.
And it says one of the most popular things that people do is they sleep there. So it's an extra $9 and you can sleep there and the cafe's open 24 hours.
What is up, Asia?
I know.
Can you imagine if you went to Massage Envy and at the end they were like, do you just want to like hang out here? I can set the water up for you. We got Netflix in the back. Like,
yeah, just an extra dollar. Like, yeah, I have no idea. It's crazy. Now, something, again, we should know is that the elevators are exclusively for women and men have to use the stairs. Isn't that crazy? I want to go.
What if the men have like a bad knee?
I think they don't have bad knees there. I really don't. Okay. I think they're all like in great shape and used to walking.
Is it one of those places where they scrape your back? I've always wanted to go to one of those places. You know where they like rub it? You can see them rub it with a towel. And
the research I've done, it actually feels very on your own. Like I think there's just rooms and you go. I don't know if there's – it does say there's a massage room. So maybe that is one experience. But a lot of them are just sauna rooms, salt rooms, like that you just kind of walk into, the ice room. So it's a lot of that. Now, if you've been doing the math, you know I'm barely over $1,000. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. So in honor of the spicy episode, okay, I'm actually going to rent out one of the bathhouses there. And this is going to be expensive because what I'm going to do, they're going to have to drain the tub, clean it, and refill it when I'm done. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I know that sounds dirty, but it's more, it's spicy. I know. Think spicy, like, not dirty. Okay.
Sure. Let's just.
So I looked up this crazy bath experience that you can create. Okay. It's a deep cleansing bath. So basically you fill a bathtub with hot water, which I'm renting out this bathtub to do. So it's going to be full of hot water. And then you put all of these crazy herbs into this clean cotton like sock. You tie the end closed and you put it in the water and you can squeeze it often to like release the herbs. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to add hot herbs because what this does is it's going to release toxins. I'm going to sweat them out because when you're in any sort of water that has like cayenne concentrate or even like peppers or whatever, like you're going to sweat.
Question.
Okay. Yes.
You're in cayenne pepper water?
Yeah.
Talk to me about your hoo-ha.
Okay. So the you have to use Vaseline over sensitive areas.
Okay. 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 But
so you put like a giant slab of Vaseline over sensitive areas. And then what they say is you don't sit in it for long. You may only stay in the hot water for a few minutes. The sweat will start pouring down. You listen to your body. If you start to feel lightheaded or uncomfortable, then you get up and you walk away and then you can come back. And like reapply Vaseline too.
If you feel lightheaded, get up.
Yeah.
I kind of want to try this.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I decided I'm going to order the most expensive pepper in the world to put into this bath.
Allison, I don't know.
Because it's spicy.
Okay.
It's called the Aja Carapita. It's valued at, get ready for this, $25,000 per dried kilogram.
What?
Yep, it's $11,300 per pound.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
It's famously nicknamed the mother of all types of peppers. Okay. It is grown in Peru, and it is completely rare. I'm going to order from spicytrio.com half a pound, okay, which is going to cost me $5,650 for half a pound of these. Okay? And then I'm going to be able to put these in that sock and get my bath completely just ready for me to, you know, submerge in and get all the toxins out.
Did you buy Vaseline?
Yes, I bought Vaseline.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pay the bathhouse $2,000 for their trouble because they are going to have to like drain that tub. Yeah, so no one else like, yeah. So $2,000 for that. And then lastly, I talked about this at the very beginning, that dish, the jambang, I found the best jambang in Korea, according to a man on TripAdvisor. He said it's slightly expensive. He said it's the best I've ever tasted. He said it's totally worth it. It has big prawns and cuttlefish, very sweet onions, chewy noodles. He says it is spicy. Tons of seafood. He said it is a nice balance, though, and he would come back again and again. It's only $25 for this dish, but that's the reason I came here. So I've sweated all out, and now I'm going to put some heat back in. That's my spicy episode. My total, $9,680.83.
Woohoo!
All right, so that's how we would spend $10,000
in one of the places I've had the spiciest food in my life, Chongqing, China.
And one of the places I've had the spiciest bath of my dreams in Incheon, Korea. But this is how we would give away $10,000. So Lulu, what charity are you featuring today?
Well, first of all, I know that it's spelled Chongqing, K-I-N-G, but
yeah.
When I was there, I feel that they corrected us to Chongqing, which is why it is in my head, but also it could be wrong. You know, I only learned like one Chinese phrase while I was there. It's basically thank you. So it is difficult to find a nonprofit in China. I found this thing that you can actually purchase through TripAdvisor, but there are lots of other ways that you can do this. And I clicked on it, and the title of this TripAdvisor package is Adopting Family Return Visit Package Service in Chongqing.
Oh, okay.
So what TripAdvisor is doing is they're selling trips for adopting families to like bring their adopted children back to pay a return visit to the orphanage. To visit the people who maybe supported the child before they were adopted, to help the kids kind of like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So obviously this doesn't involve like your airfare, but once you're in Chongqing, there are organizations that will help you coordinate all of that.
Yeah.
Which it looks like if you are an adoptive parent, it's almost impossible to try to figure that out on your own.
Right.
So for $250, a person can hire a family, and I would do that and just give it away.
Yeah.
For $10,000, you know, because like that'd be a great thing to be able to do for your kid.
Man, we are in sync today.
Yeah. Is yours like similar?
Yeah. So mine is called Anza Korea, and it's Anna's House Outreach Project for Street Children. And what this is there's an estimated, they say 2,000 children that live on the streets of just the outskirts of Seoul alone.
No.
So like, yes. And they said most of them are between 13 and 17. They don't attend school. They don't have a home. And what happens is they end up sleeping in like subway systems, or they all get together and rent like one room together. So they created this outreach program where they have this bus that will go around, and actually it's this really cute bus. It's this giant like yellow bus. It has all these cute paintings on the side, and they'll pick up these kids, and they can either stay on the bus if the shelters are full. They'll find them basically places to go. Basically, they don't want them on the streets between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So they try to find them. They try to connect them with appropriate support services, to get them food, all that kind of stuff. So check out this link. It's called Anza Korea, and that link will be on our blog as well. And if you're looking to support, you know, us, you can check out our Patreon page or just go to our website at 10kdollarday.com and click the PayPal link there. We can donate a one-time gift, or you can sign up to be a Patreon by going to 10kdollarday.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. For as little as $2 a month, you can support this podcast, and it really does help us grow all of this content for you guys. So check that out. All right. We have all of our social media. Do you want to tell them about that, Lou?
I sure do. First of all, if you haven't checked out our TikTok, what are you doing with your life? Allison's up like every day being a TikToker, finding old videos of myself that I forgot existed and repurposing them, which gives me a tiny little heart attack every time because I don't know really what's happening on that TikTok. But go find it. I run the Twitter. We've got one for the Daily Happy and also this podcast, of course, 10K Dollar Day. And we have the Instagram where you can find some cool pictures throughout our life and just what we're doing. And also advertisements for weird things that we do, like podcast retreats and just letting you know what's going on. All the things. Oh, and you should join the Facebook group. You can find Allie out there. It's the 10K Dollar Baes, B-A-E-S, Facebook group. It is a closed group, so it's a super safe space, and we've got awesome people out there.
Yeah. All right. And what else is awesome is the fact that we end every episode with a happy. And we always love to hear about your happies as well. So you can email us your happy, and it's 10kdollarday@gmail.com. And if you want us to read it on the air, we will. If not, just tell us and we'll just keep it to ourselves and relish in the fact that you love to contact us and are happy for the day. So Lulu, what's your happy today?
I'm employed.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, if you don't work in theater, it's been a long road, guys. This was the job I was supposed to start in March 2020. So,
yeah.
Super excited. I don't, you know, like when you hear my voice, I'm going through some crazy stuff and I'm excited about it and also nervous and all the things, but it's going to be great.
Yeah. It's going to be so great. My happy is that I bought new underwear today.
Hey, you know what?
Always a good day.
You know, your happy is going to turn out good.
Yeah.
Mine's like, I hope it goes well. But yours is already going well. And, you know,
yeah,
for months to come. For months to come.
Well, guys, we had a blast with our spicy episode. We want to thank everyone involved with this production team. 10K Dollar Day is produced by Andrea Canny. What's next? You know, I haven't written it down yet.
I was wondering how you were going to go.
Voiceover.
Intro is by?
Intro by Stan Collins. The 10K Saturday jingle is by Rockwell and Rose.
Graphic art
is by Jacob McAllister.
The 10K Saturday vintage voiceover
is by the Charlie Hume.
And thanks as always to
Buzzsprout. They're the best hosting platform around. We're going to end this episode the way we end every single episode with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?